The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has once again slammed Saudi Arabia's onslaught on Yemen. Ayatollah Khamenei said those who are attacking Yemeni families today are even worse than the infidels who fought Prophet Muhammad. In a meeting with senior Iranian officials and ambassadors from Islamic countries in Tehran, the leader stated that the Yemeni, Bahraini, and Palestinian people are oppressed nations and that Iran will continue to support them. Ayatollah Khamenei said the wave of the Islamic awakening in the region has been temporarily suppressed, adding, however, that the Muslim world's strength is too great to be ignored. Ayatollah Khamenei added that a secure Persian Gulf benefits all regional countries. The leader noted that the United States is pursuing its own interests and destabilizes the region whenever it sees fit. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that terrorism is sponsored by the U.S. while Iran has battled and dealt heavy blows to terrorism. We're now joined by Professor of University of Tehran, Mr. Mohammad Marandi, who's joining us on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Professor Marandi, it's great to have you with us here on Press TV's Top 5. Give us your thoughts on the recent comments made by Ayatollah Khamenei, the first being his condemnation for the Saudi onslaught on Yemen.
Well, I think these are some of his most sharpest criticisms of the Saudi regime so far. The Saudis have indeed been carrying out horrific attacks against Yemenis, civilians, women and children, and the international community has largely been forced into silence. The Western media obviously is indifferent to the plight of the Yemenis people and even tries to imply that the Saudi regime is justified in carrying out this genocide. And, of course, Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International and other so-called human Western-based and Western-funded human rights organizations, they, too, are completely indifferent towards what is going on, which reveals a great deal about the relationship between Western countries and oil-rich dictatorships in our region. But the criticism, I think, reflects the deep anger in Iran among ordinary Iranians towards the behavior of the Saudi regime, as well as the support that it gets from the United States in carrying out such atrocities.
Professor Marandi, Ayatollah Khamenei also spoke about the issue of security in the Persian Gulf and how imperative it is for maintaining security in the region. Give us your thoughts on that as well, and also about the notion that Ayatollah Khamenei mentioned about the United States sponsoring terrorism, seeking its own interests and destabilizing the region whenever it sees fit.
Well, again, I think this is a reminder to the United States that if the Persian Gulf region becomes insecure for Iran, it will become completely insecure for everyone. And the United States can't have their cake and eat it too. On the other hand, with regards to terrorism, it is well known that in Iraq and Syria, the United States and its allies are supporting extremist organizations. In Syria, through the Jordanian border and the Turkish border, the Americans are involved in a command structure where they support extremists and terrorists alongside the Saudis and the Turkish regime. In Iraq, we also know that ISIL continues to have strong support from the Turkish president and his prime minister, and the United States remains silent about that. The airstrikes carried out by the United States against ISIL or Daesh are very rare and constitute a much less significant attack in comparison to even the Syrian Air Force. So no one really can take the United States seriously when its allies are carrying out strong support for terrorism and when the United States is not seriously standing up against terrorism. It's without a doubt the Americans are complicit in what is happening. And also in Yemen, we know that the Saudis are supporting al-Qaeda and the Americans are silent about that too.
Thank you very much, Professor Mohammad Marandi, joining us on the line from Tehran.